want you. No, I just want.
Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deadly tornadoes nationwide over the weekend. 29 of them striking in seven states, leaving six people dead, all in Tennessee. ABC meteorologist Rob Marciano in Boston now with more on where that massive storm moved after hitting the south this weekend.
We've got heavy rain here, and we've got winds that have gusted to 56 miles an hour in Brockton, just south of us. The rain should move out of here by afternoon and evening, but behind that, we're looking at very cold and blustery conditions for just about everybody in the wake of this storm.
The number of civilians killed in the Israel-Hamas war nearing 18,000. Now, that's according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. The Israeli Defense Forces say they have killed 7,000 Hamas fighters since the war began. The UN says more than 80% of Gazans have been displaced by the fighting. Former President Donald Trump now says he will not testify on his own behalf in his New York City civil fraud trial. He was to have taken the stand today. The case postponed until tomorrow because of the change. This is ABC News. With holiday shopping in full swing, a new gift card scam is out there.
Thieves steal the cards and then remove the scratch-off stickers. Those stickers hide the code that's used to redeem the card. The scammers record that code, then replace the sticker and go back to the store, returning the cards to the shelf for shoppers to buy.
ABC's Ran and Alley. Experts recommend buying gift cards online directly from the retailer. Bronny James, the basketball court on Sunday, just 5 months after his heart stopped.
The eldest son of NBA superstar LeBron James making his highly anticipated college basketball debut.
You see the athleticism of Bronny James.
LeBron James arriving at USC's Galen Arena, there to witness it all. In July, Bronny James suffered a stunning cardiac arrest that, in the moment, raised concern about the future of his promising basketball career. Doctors later finding a congenital heart defect, the 19-year-old undergoing surgery in October.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's, up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin and state lawmakers have reached a deal to break a stalemate over UW employee pay raises. University's president, Jay Rothman, says the system will impose a hiring freeze on diversity, equity, and inclusion offices, and 43 workers will now take on student success roles.
Our commitment to DE&I remains. Diversity and inclusion are core values of our universities.
Among other things, the deal also guarantees UW admission to Wisconsin's top high school graduates. People and stores in Wisconsin should throw away some applesauce with cinnamon. There's a nationwide recall of several brands of cinnamon apple puree pouches because they might have dangerous levels of lead. It may have made at least 64 kids sick. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Marilyn H. Erickson, 90, Prentice, went to be with the Lord Jesus on December 2nd. Marilyn is survived by her children, Dan of Chisholm, Minnesota, Randy of Prentice, Lauren of Ogama, Tim of St. Paul, Minnesota, Doug of Prentice, and Ruth Yard of Waterford, Pennsylvania. Survived also by 22 grandchildren, by 20 great-grandchildren, and further survived by her sister, Marie Arneson of Prentice, and her brothers and sisters-in-law, LaVon Meyer, Phyllis Hullabetz, David and Norma Erickson, John, Freddie, and Paula Erickson, by Kathy Jensen, and by Marie Erickson. Survived also by many nieces and nephews. The Hamer Pickering Funeral and Cremation Services of Medford and Rib Lake are assisting the family. A memorial service for Marilyn will be Friday, December 29th, 1 p.m. at First Baptist Church, located in Prentice. Visitation held an hour before the service. This has been the funeral notice for Marilyn H. Erickson, 90, Prentice. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures working up into the upper 20s. Lover winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10. For tonight, cloud cover, a low of 15. And for Tuesday, gradually clearing skies up to 23, with breezy west winds at 10 to 20. Wednesday, ample amounts of sunshine in the upper 20s for highs. Thursday, sunny and milder, highs reaching up to 40. And for Friday, a slight chance for some light rain showers there, staying on the milder side with highs up to 40 degrees. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 17 degrees.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Sunday night football, Cowboys blow out the Eagles in Arlington 33-13. Brandon Aubrey extended his NFL record of consecutive field goals to start a career to 30. The 28-year-old rookie for Dallas also became the first with two field goals of at least 59 yards in the same game. Aubrey connected from 60 yards in the first quarter, 59 in the third, adding two more in the fourth from 45 and 50 yards. Buccaneers beat the Falcons 29-25. Tampa head coach Todd Bowles says his players worked hard.
Offense came down and had a heck of a drive, you know, held them out of the end zone at the end. Can't say enough about these guys fighting, the competitiveness they had coming in here.
Bengals beat the Colts 34-14. Bears 28-13 over the Lions. Saints rout the Panthers 28-6. Vikings shut out the Raiders 3-0. 49ers beat the Seahawks 28-16. Bills 20-17 over the Chiefs. SRN Sports. The Broncos routed the Chargers 24-7. Justin Herbert, though, fractured the index finger on his right hand during the second quarter. His status is questionable. Plus, it's a short week for the Bolts. They're in Las Vegas Thursday night. Browns 31-27, winners of the Jaguars. Jets blow out the Texans 30-6. Ravens beat the Rams in overtime 37-32. In the NHL, the Oilers beat the Devils 4-1, Panthers 5-2 over the Blue Jackets. Jets beat the Ducks 4-2, Caps over the Blackhawks by the same score. Predators 2-1 over the Canadiens. Rangers beat the Kings 4-1. Wild shut out the Kraken 3-0. Vegas 5-4 shootout winners over the Sharks. There were no NBA games last night. The league gets back to a schedule tonight with the Baker's Dozen on the books. And college football's regular season is officially over. And now the Bowls take the stage. The first six games begin Saturday. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Right now. Come on, let's go! Drink a watermelon
moonshine. Cut the bark with a little ice. Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
favorites.
Your classics.
Your country. 98 Q Country.
Taught me how to drink.
Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
It's Chase Beckham. His new single, it's called 23. So it's just a weird story. It's like, you should know better than this. It was a 57-year-old woman who accidentally shot herself in the butt because she was wearing a concealed weapon during an MRI exam. We all know that you can't have anything like that in an MRI machine. Those are magnets. But nonetheless, for somehow, she got it and wore it in there because you're in that gown. There's so many questions on, like, how did this even happen? But then again, it doesn't ever cease to amaze me, the stupidity of some people.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deadly tornadoes nationwide over the weekend. 29 of them striking in 7 states, leaving 6 people dead, all in Tennessee. ABC meteorologist Rob Marciano in Boston now with more on where that massive storm moved after hitting the south this weekend.
We've got heavy rain here, and we've got winds that have gusted to 56 miles an hour in Brockton, just south of us. The rain should move out of here by afternoon and evening, but behind that, we're looking at very cold and blustery conditions for just about everybody in the wake of this storm.
The number of civilians killed in the Israel-Hamas war nearing 18,000. Now, that's according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. The Israeli Defense Forces say they have killed 7,000 Hamas fighters since the war began. The UN says more than 80% of Gazans have been displaced by the fighting. Former President Donald Trump now says he will not testify on his own behalf in his New York City civil fraud trial. He was to have taken the stand today. The case postponed until tomorrow because of the change. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 20 people in Wisconsin are sick with salmonella poisoning. That's according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. At least 359 cases are confirmed in the United States and Canada. 3 people have died. The outbreak is tied to cantaloupe. Young teachers say they hope a lawsuit to overturn Act 10 collective bargaining restrictions in Wisconsin will lead to better pay and more teachers. Maddie Topf is a grad student and teaching assistant at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
We have people who have to live with many roommates or don't have enough money to get groceries.
Police and firefighter unions get to collectively bargain in Wisconsin, but not most other public employees. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers head to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 6-6 Packers face the 4-8 Giants at MetLife Stadium on Monday Night Football. The players had a final workout before boarding the team plane. Wide receiver Christian Watson is out with a hamstring injury, and so is Jaire Alexander with a shoulder injury. Aaron Jones, questionable with his sprained knee, says there's never a day off for players on the injury list.
To be out there with my guys, this is my job. As I put so much time into this, so I mean, it wouldn't be taking a week off.
The Wisconsin Badgers volleyball team is headed to Tampa for the NCAA Final Four tournament. They beat Oregon Saturday night. The Badgers face Texas on Thursday. Basketball, the Badgers losing to number one ranked Arizona, 98-73. Besides being outscored, Wisconsin also made some critical mistakes.
We also had some self-inflicted things. They had a couple key turnovers that contributed to that avalanche offensively, and the snowball happened, kept getting bigger and bigger, and it was hard for us to get that under control.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
Ready?
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Be your
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com. QCountry.com.
That's Mitchell's Tenpenny. It's called We Got History. So it's Justin. Thanks so much for starting off your Monday morning with me. So we all know that a lot of potlucks are going to be going on, especially in the office or maybe even in your neighborhood. What are some things that you're not supposed to bring to a holiday potluck? Stick around. I got the story coming up next.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures working up into the upper 20s. Clever winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10. For tonight, cloud cover, a low of 15. And for Tuesday, gradually clearing skies up to 23, with breezy west winds at 10 to 20. Wednesday, ample amounts of sunshine in the upper 20s for highs. Thursday, sunny and milder, highs reaching up to 40. And for Friday, a slight chance for some light rain showers there, staying on the milder side with highs up to 40 degrees. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, 16.
Jordan Davis. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got
too soon, too late. 98Q Country.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Give me that girl that's today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about